1035 WMZ Knoxville's Classic Rock. Two for Tuesday, my favorite day of the week. My favorite rock and roll band of all time, Led Zeppelin. George McFly.
Oh, hello, Mr. George.
Hello, friend. Pardon me, I'm eating a pretzel.
That's all right. This is your friend Jan.
Hi, Jan. What's going on?
Well, you just talked about Seeger, and I want to let you know back in the 80s, his van broke down, not moved. And back then, I didn't know nothing about rock and roll. And I was sitting there at this store. I was on roller skates, and he thought that was the coolest thing he ever seen.
What were you doing on roller skates?
My horse was getting shoes put on, so I roller skated to town.
You don't hear that every day.
And
what kind of horse did you have when you were a kid?
Well, I had a Palomino. I had a stallion. I had a quarter horse.
Wow.
I used to barrel ride.
You know, 'cause it's every girl's dream or young person's dream to have a pony, let alone a horse. You know, I got bitten by an Appaloosa, and then as an adult, I became allergic to horses. My throat closed on a trail ride, so I still love the animals. So you're on roller skates with your horse?
Yeah, on roller skates.
With your horse?
No, my horse was getting his shoes put on.
Oh, getting his shoes put on. Roller skates?
Years ago, I did.
No, the horse.
Nope, but I did win a contest because he was going sideways in a parade, and I went in front of the judges, and he was two-stepping to the music. Perfect.
To Bob Seger?
No.
I'm wondering where this is going. So, you're on roller skates?
Right, I'm on roller skates, okay? But anyhow, his van broke down.
Whose?
Bob Seger's and the Silver Bullets.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, what a cool van. I didn't know who in the hell he was. So I was just sitting there, and I was fixing to go in the store, and I thought, they told me to take my roller skates off because I wasn't allowed in the store with roller skates. And I went, all right. So he come over. He said, little lady, would you like to share a popsicle with me? And I said, hell yeah. I don't even know who he was.
How old were you?
I was 22 years old. And he told me his name, and we shared this popsicle. He said, Jan, here. He told one of the members, go to the van. I got tickets, front row, backstage. He gave me his album, and he said, that song right there, I'm going to dedicate it to you.
What song?
Jan was so lovely. You know, she's the queen of my night.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And he said, every time you hear that, or every time I sing it, I'll be thinking of you.
Well, Jan gets picked up by Bob Seger. You know what I was just thinking, though? You didn't know who he was, and you shared a popsicle with him.
And he signed it. I still have the popsicle to this day.
Oh, he signed? Didn't it melt by now?
He signed the stick. Yeah, I got the stick.
Got it.
I sucked down the popsicle with him.
Well, it's a good thing that that's all you know, sucked down.
Anyhow, I've got wild stories of people I've met.
Tomorrow, Jan Purdy is going to tell us about when she ran into
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
That's another story.
That's on the George McFly Show tomorrow. What did Bob Seger sign on the popsicle stick? Just his signature?
No, he said, thank you for a great conversation. I'm really tiny. Thank you for a great conversation. On the other side, he says, always remember Seger.
He fit all that on a popsicle stick.
On both sides.
Okay.
He writes really, really tiny.
Well, apparently.
Well, it was actually pretty good size. You know, back then they had those big ones.
You didn't even think to take a picture with them, did you?
No. So I go home. Now, get this. I've got that, too. Because people were just like, you don't know who. I go home and my brothers, I have all brothers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, some dude gave me this album. They flipped.
Yeah, I would have flipped out, too. Yeah. You know, I saw Seger in 79 on his Beautiful Loser tour. So
yeah.
This was in the early 80s, huh?
I've had several front row concerts backstage with him, several, because he's always stayed in contact with me.
I'll be darned. Hey, listen.
Even to this day.
Hey, listen, next time he calls you or writes you or anything or emails you, would you have him call the show? I'm a big fan, sincerely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would freak out if Bob Seger called the show.
We can do a three-way conversation.
Well, that just a conversation, okay, Jan?
Yeah, not the other thing. I don't do that.
All right, Jan. Tomorrow, you're meeting with Motley Crue.
I will. I'll call tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Jan.
As always, 103.5 WIMZ, rock on, and you know I'm your girl.
See you, Jan. Bye. She's good people. And no, I had no idea that she was my girl. But thank you, Jan. It's nice to be wanted. Doesn't somebody want to be wanted by me? Where are you? 865-656-ROCK and roll. Both numbers come straight through to me. George McFly and Two for Tuesday. Two for some Whitesnake and Steve Miller Band. Coming up, 103.5 WIMZ.